The Gemara says, "Midloy micha shma minad nichele." That if you want moicha, the chachamim, people got an einish, because even though they weren't part of an avera, midloy micha, since they didn't give him a cha, shma minad nichele, would be a raya, the nichele, that he was maskim to it. I want to talk about nekuda, which I've spoken about before. It's something that the Rambam should see in Chizuk. And it's something that in Klal Yisrael, it's something that's a shtickel, doesn't have real chashivas for it. It's something that if Chas V'Shalom you would tell somebody about it, he would look at you and say, like, who are you to say something? But let me read out. I'm a Furash Halach and Shulchan Aruch. I'm not coming here to blame anything. I understand that in a lot of Bati Knesis and Bati Midrashim, the Minig is different than what says in Shulchan Aruch. So I just want to say what's stated in Shulchan Aruch. Lo yasiach sichas chulin b'shar sheshliach tzibur choyze hatfila. One may not speak dvarim b'teilim b'shar when the shliach tzibur is doing chazor sashat. Ve'im soch, and if he talks, chu choyta v'godl avoyna min soya, and the avera is too heavy to carry. V'goyarim boy. Not every halach in Shulchan Aruch does it say v'goyarim boy. Goyarim boy means you tell him off. You're allowed to scream at him in the Beis Hamedrash and tell him to be quiet. V'godl avoyna min soya. The avera is too heavy to carry. It's a loshen in Shulchan Aruch that you don't find anywhere else. You can put away your phone. It's a halach in Shulchan Aruch that you don't have to stay. Whoever wants to play with the phones can leave. I'm not here to talk to anybody who wants to play with their phones. If you want to play with your phones, go out to Beis Hamedrash. Taloch in Shulchan Aruch, there's a Shabbos, there's Yom Kippur. Doesn't say if Chas V'Shalom Yom Achal or Shabbos, God l'avayna min soya. The Avera is too heavy to carry. It's the only time in Shulchan Aruch that's brought down that the Avera is too heavy to carry. Where do we find the Loshon of Godel Avoyna Min Soya? The Avera is too heavy to carry. It's a Loshon that's taken out from the Pasuk in the Torah. Pasuk in the Torah tells that when Cain killed Hevel, which at that time was a third of the world, he wiped out a third of the world. There was Adam, Mechava, Cain, and Hevel. So when he killed Hevel, he basically came out a third of the world. So the Rebbe Yishlam came to Cain and told him, "Demei achicha tzoya kim alai. Your brother's blood is screaming to me." And Cain suddenly realized the avera that he did, and he said, "Godel avoynei min soya. The avera is too heavy to carry." Is the Shulchan Aruch took that loshen that was written by killing a third of the world, by killing somebody who left no zecha, and at the end of the day, puts it into halacha of talking during Chazor HaShatz. We look at Chazor HaShatz, okay, Seder, so the Chazan, you know, whether he's reading it straight or not reading it straight, okay, you know, if I do say Amen, if I don't say Amen, it's okay, no problem. Speaking, it's not an aver like Chil Shabbos, it's not an aver like eating a Yom Kippur, it's not even a Hilchus Lashon Hara. Here the halacha is, Godel Avoyna Min Soya. Why does the Loshon Shulchan Aruch use such a Loshon that Avera is too heavy to carry? We find a very interesting story. I don't know if you know the story of Tach and Tat was in 1649 when Chmelnytsky went through Poland and killed thousands and thousands and thousands of Yidden. The Cossacks then plunged all the way through Poland. Is the Tosfos Yontif made a Shailas Cholom? He wanted to know, what did Klal Yisrael do so bad that tens of thousands of Jews are being plundered and killed and culminating Yisurim. And the answer was, because there's no cover for the Beis HaMedrash. There's no cover for the Beis HaMedrash. Yidden are talking during davening, during Chazos, Hashatz, and Kaddish. That was the answer back. That's why there's a Mishaberach for the Tosfos Yontov that you say, some shul say it, Erev Yontov, on Shabbos, Mishaberach, Avzein, Aram Zriyaku, Yivorach, as Misha Shemya Pivul, Shoinei, Beshas, Chazos, Hashatz. There's a special Mishaberach. Beis Yisrael, the Alter Ger Rebbe, once the Taina, that the reason why Hitler never managed to wipe out the Swadesh Jews is because the Swadesh Jews were makbid in the Beis HaKnesses not to speak. They always had derech eretz. It doesn't matter what they did outside the Beis HaMedrash, but inside the Beis HaMedrash, they always had derech eretz. There was no such thing as talking. Rather, lately I've been to deal in the last year or two, and the yeshivishas from the Svardim that got influenced by the Ashkenazim, they're already standing in the back schmoozing. But the Balabatim, a Svardish of Balabos, doesn't talk during davening. He said Hitler didn't have a koyach to wipe out the Svardim because they were makbedon covered during davening. So the Shaila is, and yet there's a Murdika, Tana de Belio, I think it is. Pam. He brings down over here, and Shulchan Aruch HaRav, the Shulchan Aruch in Balatanya, he writes, Tzorach Lizoy Mo'oid Binyan Banias HaKaddish, by answering Kaddish, Vashomea, somebody who hears Kaddish, Ve'eino Eino, he's too busy playing on his phone, he's sending a text, Ve'eino Eino, and he missed the Omein, B'nidui Mem Yoin, he's put into Chayram in Min HaShomayim, 40 days. Basically, your tefillahs are not heard for 40 days. Ubesiv zayin shom kosov. Pam achas. Motzo Eliyo. It's brought down, I think it's a measure of Tanit of Eliyo. They once found Eliyo Novi. Ve'imoi, and he was with him, was dalad alofim gemalim. There was 4,000 camels to unim. Were laden with stuff on it. Omalei. So they turned around to Eliyahu Navi and he said, Ma elu tu'unim, what is this? What are these sacks full of? Omale af v'chema loma. Omale af v'chema. These sacks are full of anger. So they asked him, loma, for what? Omale lasis nekoma ba'af v'chema. This is the Ribbono Yishlo Elam giving back af v'chema, giving back nekoma, revenge. You can call it, it's not the right word. But Nakama Bafakh Mimi to somebody, Shemasapa bin Kaddish Laborhu, Ben Kedusha La Kedusha, Ben Kodish Laborhu, Ben Brocha Labrocha, Ben Perik Laperik, Ben Ameni Heshme Rabba Leizborach. This is what he says. Elyanovi is coming here, walking in the street with 4,000 gemalim, full of oinshim, for those who speak during davening. Chazos Hashatz, Kaddish, Ben Brocha La Brocha, Ben Perik La Perik. And the Shaila is, what is so terrible about speaking during Chazos Hashatz? I mean, we have plenty of Averas that we have to think about. Suddenly, the one Avera, which perhaps is Derabonon, it's not even a Deraisa, that's what we're getting nervous about. That's Godel Avoyna Min Soya. That's what the Shulchan Aruch chose to write. That's the only Avera in Gansh Arba Chalki Shulchan Aruch, Nishkin Araya, Nishkin Yom Kippur, Nishkin Shabbos. Godel Avoyna Min Soya. The Avera is too heavy to carry. Why Einshin come? We don't know. Ramatsio said a Meridika Ha'ara. Why we can perhaps understand sometimes why the certain Einshim we make Cheshboinas, but to turn around and say that's the reason, nobody knows. We don't know Cheshboinas Shemayim. But there is one shaila. You ask the shaila, what happened to all the tefillahs that Klal Yisrael davened during the Second World War? There was thousands of Yidden that were fasting, tzaddikim, who were davening, were fasting, were chozer b'tshuva when they saw Hitler coming. How come their tefillahs didn't help? How come their tefillahs didn't help? And take a look. When Rommel, if you know your history, Rommel was the head of the Nazis coming through Egypt, and he was on the way in 1942, he was on the way in to Eretz Yisrael, and the Yidden living then, Mashver remembers it, the Yidden living then in Yerushalayim held that Tashayla of a week or two before they're all wiped out. It was clear that they're going to wipe out all the Jews, the same way they did it in Europe, they're going to do it in Eretz Yisrael. And Rommel was holding Mamush by the big fight in Egypt, and they made a Yom Tefillah. And they made a few Yom Tefillah. And there was Tzaddikim that was sitting, making all types of Kavonos Ha'ari, by Kever Rochel, by the Or HaChaim HaKadosh. There was big Yom Tefillahs. In fact, it's the few times that's ever happened in history that they opened up the shul in Meir Shearim, and they let in all the women, and they opened up the Aron HaKodesh, and they let in hundreds of women, because women know how to cry and women know how to scream, and they let the women in to the Beis HaMedrash, and they let them say the Tehillim. And people, I heard this from people who were there, that they say it was an unbelievable scene. He said, if the whole Europe would have davened the way they davened in the shul, Yeshua's Yankov and the Shtibla Chameisham and the main shul over there. He said, after those tefillahs, Rommel lost the fight coming through the desert, and he stopped at Shari Eretz Yisrael. He couldn't get into Eretz Yisrahl. So you do see that tefillahs do help. And yet, Europe that was full of Gedolim and Tzaddikim, what happened to all that tefillahs? So he wants to give an answer. He says, the Ribbono Shel Olam comes down with a taina. Ben, it's a pasuk, ben yechabed ov. The natural instinct of a son is to be mechabed the father. Eved is mechabed his adonov, his master. Says the Ribbono Shel Olam, v'im ov ani, if I'm your father, I ekvoidi. Where's your honor? V'im adonim, and if I'm your master, I am meroi. Where's your fear? Om Hashem Tzvok is lochem akoinim, boize shmi. V'amaltem. And you said, why weren't you accepting my kabonos? And the Rebbein Shalom turned around and said, because you were mevaze my kovod. Im av ani, aye kovodi. Im odon ani, aye meroi. So you see from here, this is a pasuk in Novi, that b'shas you mevaze the avoida. When you mevaze the avoida that you do has absolutely no worth. And when the Ribbono Shel Olam sees that you have no derech eretz for him, he turns around and he says, "In ovani aye kavodi, what are you davening to? Where's your kavod? If I'm your master, if you're talking to me as an eved ladainov, I am a roi. Where's your mirror? So avada navada. It could be that tefillahs were very choshev tefillahs. But calls a man, you're in a base of medrash, where the mavaza, the Ribbono Shel Olam in his face, the tefillahs can't go up. In fact, there's a famous story of Victor Miller. Avigdor Miller somebody came to Rabbi Avigdor Miller and said, he wants a bracha for children. Avigdor Miller said to him, which shul do you daven in? And he told him, do they speak in davening? He said, yeah. He says, change your shul. He says, because your tefillahs are not going up. Your tefillahs don't help. He says, change your shul and you'll have a yeshua. There was a certain shul, this is what Balabos told me. There's a certain shul in Flatbush that's famous for its schmoozing and its parties by Musaf and whatever goes on over there. And the Rav has absolutely no koyach over anything. You know, if he would tell a Balabos something, they would just tell him in his face, you know, take another $100 and you'll just keep quiet. And the Balabos told me he moved to Muncie because after the third Balabos that dropped dead in the shul, he realized it's dangerous to be around here. So he moved to Muncie. He said, I spoke to one or two Gedolim and they advised me, get out of there as quick as possible. The Avera itself might not be the biggest Avera. The Chilul, compared to Chilul Shabbos or to eating treifas, it might not be the biggest Avera. But what it causes is God Ravina Minsoya. It's too heavy to carry. Because the Ribbono Shel Olam turns around and says, Derech Eretz, for me, you don't have. You can stand there for a languishment, a esra. You can have all the greatest kavonas. And the minute you start talking to Chazal Sashat, you're turning around and you're spitting me in the face. Tefillah doesn't go up. And it doesn't only affect you. It makes the Beis HaMedrash that everybody else is davening a mokim sakona that their tefillahs don't go up. And that's that you white God lavayna min soya. David HaMelech is told that as he got older, he put on clothes, and it didn't warm him up. Chazal tell us, why didn't it warm him up? He was always cold, because when he was running away from Saul, and he was hiding in the cave, and Saul came in, he went up behind Saul and he cut a corner of his beged off. And David, being David HaMelech, Ribbono Shel Olam said to him, if you're mevaza begodim, even though he was running after you to kill you, but you're mevaza a beged, the beged doesn't have any hashpo on you. You won't be able to get warm by begodim. You're mevaza a beged. Rabban says a murder dikavot. The halacha is that when you finish Shmoneh Esrei, you have to take 3 steps backwards. V'im lo osakein, if you didn't do it right, and you did the normal yeshiva shajig, right? Roy lo shaloi lispal. It's more fitting that you shouldn't have davened. And Rashi says, why? Shenira, it looks k'mo shenotal lo notal rishus lipote. It looks as if you've never taken rishus to move away. Because when a person davened Shmoneh Esrei, he's davening in front of the Shekhinah. So when he's davening in front of the Shekhinah, you have to ask Rishus, right? You're talking to the king, you finish talking, so you ask him, Rishus, can I leave now? And you walk backwards. So when you don't do it right, you basically haven't asked Rishus. Says the Gemara, when we lost the king, Roy Shaloi Lispal, it would have been better if he wouldn't have davened. Guy that stands by Shemoneh Esrei, he puts all his kavanas in. He spends 20 minutes on a Shemoneh Esrei, and because he didn't do the Eisa Shalom la halacha properly, therefore the Ribbono Shel Olam says, forget it, your tefillah is not worth anything. The answer is yeah. Because what you just did means that you don't understand who you're davening to, and you have absolutely not the first understanding of Derech Eretz for the Ribbono Shel Olam. Would you walk out from a king that way? You're standing in front of the Tsar of Russia. People used to titter. You're going to walk out like you say your Oysa Shalom. You're going to stand in the middle while you're talking to him to take out your iPod to see who sent you a text. Roy Shaloi Lispal. The Gemara goes even further. And if he goes back to his place He does his Oysher Sholem, and he doesn't wait. Kedei Mahalach of Daladamas, right? When you say Oysher Sholem, you've got to wait a few minutes, and then you can walk back. Or some people are makbid to wait till Kedusha, or whatever the story is. But you've got to wait. L'chol HaPoch is Mahalach Daladamas. And you didn't wait. Koru, says the Pasuk, says the Gemara, Kekelev Sheshov Al Kiyoy. Like the dog that goes back and clean and licks up his mess. Ksil Shoina Bivalta, an idiot that goes back over his mistake again. What happened over here? What did he do? This is what the Gemara calls Kekelev Ashov Al Kiyoy. That's what you call somebody who just said Oysa Shalom and just stood there, didn't stand there and just ran back and ran out straight away because he has to go and lie down. He's very tired. He actually stood by Shmona Esrei for 2.5 minutes. That's what says the Gemara, Kekelev Ashov Al Kiyoy, like a dog. What happened over here? The Teretz is, when you're mavaza the Ribbono Shel Olam, Ribbono Shel Olam turns around and says, Im Av Ani, Aye Kavoidi. Vim Adon Ani, Aye Meiroi. Not that and not that. Forget it. Out the window. You just proved that Ribbono Shel Olam means nothing to you. Derech Eretz for the Ribbono Shel Olam is nothing. If we would go through the Zoyas and the Midrashim of what it causes and what damage it causes in Klal Yisrael, just chapping that joke or having those three words during a Chazor Shoshach and a Kaddish, we wouldn't be doing it. But the biggest problem is God lavoinim in soya. God lavoinim in soya means psha is you caused a pagam, showing the Ribbono Shel Olam that your tefillah is not worth anything. It means nothing to you. You can have the languishment lesson, you can fill your daven gevaldik, and you feel some connection, and you even davened, looked in the siddur every word. When you're mevaza tefillah, says Ribbono Shel Olam, your tefillah is not worth anything. I don't need it. And perhaps, even if I do come, and when I do come, I do the Ribbono Shel Olam the favor of actually walking in. And on the same note, I'm not coming here to talk about halacha. But if the halacha says that on a zilzal of tefillah, it's the only place in a Shulchan Aruch, God lavoinim in soya, psha is, because you showed the Ribbono Shel Olam, because kvod shemaim is so important, and when you're talking and asking the Ribbono Shel Olam for a fa'ena and for a atochoinin, and you just like lip service, and you prove to the Ribbono Shel Olam that it means nothing to him, and your tefillah's out the window, that's how chomer it is. On the same note, I walk into Marav sometimes, you see guys still sitting there playing with their phones. I'm not coming here to talk about hats and jackets, chas v'shom, tonish, redenweg, and zochna zachen. But everyone on his madrega, make a cheshbon shomayim. Just make a cheshbon shomayim. Make a cheshbon shemayim. When you walk into that davening, and you tackle one of daven, and you walk up to the Sefer Torah, the most choshevest chayfetz by a yid is the Sefer Torah. And we don't even have the understanding and the derech eretz that by a Sefer Torah Chodsh, I should walk up. I have to be reminded to put on a hat. I have to be reminded that I'm standing in front of a Sefer Torah. I open up the Aron HaKodesh. opening up our own kodesh, which the Gemara, which Chazal tell us, the Zohar tells us that that's a murdika eis rotzon, because it's mechuvan keneged opening up pischei shomayim, and it's a zman rotzon where you can daven. And I walk up there as if it's, you know, like the middle of a basketball game, you know what I mean? No big deal. The same way as I dress in a basketball game, I'll go and open up the Aron HaKodesh. I don't even put on some levush to show chashivas for the Aron HaKodesh. We're not talking about Derech Eretz. We're talking about how does the, you want the Ribbono Shel to look at your tefillah? How do you want him to turn around and say, oh, here is somebody who understands who I am, he's mechabed me, and therefore I should answer him. Or he's just giving me a kekelev ashov al kiyoy, or he's talking to me in lip service, and he thinks he's yoitzer with it. I have to answer him that way? Forget about the oinshim. Forget about what it causes. Forget about hundreds of botik and nisiyas were wiped out because they didn't have covered Beis HaMedrash because they talked during Shmoneh Esrei and davening. Who knows how many people got sick? How much gezeiros in Klal Yisrael we could have been mevatel if they would be saying Tehillim in a shul that doesn't talk during Shmoneh Esrei? You always have these Yom Tefillahs. So I once turned around to somebody, I said, make sure the Yom Tefillah is in a shul. Perhaps we should do it outside. Because if it's in a shul that Shmuzah is doing Shmoneh Esrei, it's not going to help. You can have hundreds of Jews together screaming their heads off. Terrible gezeirah. Not going to help. The mokum is a mokum where the Ribbono Shel says, Aye kvoidi, where's my Derech Eretz? Why, sir? I gave you something. I hit you on the head. Now you come crying to me. Who knows how much more siyata d'shmai we would have if only for those few minutes. Show if we're here already, we're actually made it to our davening, and we're standing by the Ribbono Shel Olam. How much does it take? We won't schmooze. We'll listen, we'll say Amen, and we know which bracha we're saying Amen to. We'll say an Oysa Shalom the way you were supposed to say an Oysa Shalom. We'll stay in the Beis HaMedrash till after Aleinu. I once saw from one of the Mekubalim, he says, every tefillah brings down a hashpah. So, he says, Aleinu is the tefillah that brings down the koyach of all what you ask during davening to hashpah. He says, every guy, he says, take a regular Jew, he's davening for Parnosi Afshiatik Deshmai today, davening Shmoneh Esrei. But for Aleinu, he says, the idiot is already running out. He's already taken off the film by Ashrei Volatim, which is connected to Halacha. And by Eleni, he's Bechlal not around. Or he's schmoozing already. Or he's already looking at his phone, how many missed messages he has. He says, Olenu is the tefillah that has to be said with the biggest kavanah, because that's the tefillah that brings down all the hashpah from the whole davening that you davened. He says, people mess it up, and then they want to know, didn't make it today. God's not on my side. And if you take a look, and you'll see all the way through history of Klal Yisrael, one of the big, and you'll go through all the stories of where Klal Yisrael went through Einshim, one of the main nakudas was Aye Kavoidi, Kavod Shemayim. When Klal Yisrael spat the Ribbono Shel Olam in their face, and it could be from a small thing, from an Oysa Shalom, from a small talk during a davening. You prove to the Ribbono Shel Olam, the Ribbono Shel Olam says, Aye Kavoidi, God la'avayinim in soya. Tefillah doesn't help. Then there comes a Churban. Could be Hitler came for different reasons. But why couldn't we stop Hitler? because there was no koyach in our tefillahs. We were davening in Bati Midrashim that the Rebbeinu Shlom didn't want to hear tefillah from. Change your shul, says Rabbi Miller. Go to a shul that's makpid, that a bunch of losers. That a bunch of losers that don't talk during davening. Bunch of frummies. Go to that shul and you'll have a kid. There you'll see Hatzlocha. This is what we're playing around with. I understand. We came back from a Bina Zmanim and we saw what goes on in a lot of shuls around town. I don't want to be mekatrig on Klal Yisrael. Abai Yeshiva Bacha. If you don't train yourself now, you'll be playing with fire. You're playing with fire. We're going to come upstairs after 120 and you're going to think how many tefillahs I put in and how much is going to be thrown out on the side just for that small little talk, for that omen that I didn't answer, for those few minutes. The Goyim says the biggest tzar for a person, the biggest tzar, more than the tzar of Gehenna, is after he was after a person's nifta, and they're carrying him to the Beis HaGvoros, and he suddenly realizes what koichos he has, what he could have done, and what he can't do now. And he's dying to just jump out and try it again. He says that pain is more than the pain of Gehenna. We're going to look back. Davening, we're not talking about grace of taiva. We're not talking about taivas over here. We're not talking about that we can't control. We're talking about coming into davening for 15 minutes, for 45 minutes, for an hour, for 15 minutes, 10 minutes. Show the Ribbono Shel Olam, Bissel Derech Eretz. Show the covered for the Ribbono Shel Olam that the little that we do daven will perhaps give us a siyata dishmaya. Perhaps when we take a daven, it will mean something then. And we'll get answered. How many times does a bocha come and say, Rabbi, I davened for this, I cried for this. Doesn't answer me. So of course, the famous answer is, no is also an answer. And I turn around and say, no, no's not an answer. You never davened. Didn't get there. He didn't hear it. Because you take one look at your actions, how you mavaza the Ribbono Shel Olam, how you stuck up your middle finger to the Ribbono Shel Olam while you're davening to him. Is it? Do you expect to get anywhere? There's a chazal that says that any ear, any city that has their personal houses higher, the gagos, the rooftops of their houses are higher than the rooftops of the Beis HaMedrash, the Soif Nechreves. More on Shabbos. At the end it gets, your houses will get destroyed. Kol Shigagoisel, any city that has their personal houses on a higher than the rooftop of a Beis HaMedrash, that means their houses have more of a chashivas. They built their houses in a way where they don't have the same for a Beis HaMedrash. L'soif nechreves. At the end, the town will be wiped out. Let's say it's an avera, it's an hoga, say whatever you want. Minag. L'soif nechreves, a whole city gets wiped out. Teretz is one reason. Kvod Shemayim. Kvod Shemayim. Because when you show such a thing that your house is choshev, when you show that you built your house in a much nicer way than the Beis HaMedrash, the Beis HaMedrash is secondary. Says Ribbono Shel Olam, in Avani, Aye Kvodi. Where's my covered? Where's the covered? Odonani, I am Eroi. There are so many new answers, which sometimes, in Yiddishkeit, which sometimes can be more chomor than the Avera itself. And it's all about Kvod Shamayim and Chil Shamayim. And when you're Mechal Shamayim, Ein Aveda, Ein Yom Kippur Mechapa. And Chil Shamayim doesn't mean, you know, we all look at Chil Shem Shamayim, you know, if you're walking in a mall and your titters are hanging out, so some guy will come over to you and say, Chil Hashem, you shouldn't be walking around with your titters outside. What's the Chil Hashem? Chil Hashem? Do you know what Chil Hashem means? What you just said is a Chil Hashem. Chil Hashem doesn't mean that a goy is going to laugh at you. Chil Hashem could be in your private room where nobody else sees it. Chil Hashem means bizui mitzvah. When I'm mavaza a mitzvah, says the Ribbono Shel Olam, you're mavaza me. I am kavodi, I am a roi. That's called Chil Hashem. How much Chil Hashem do we need to have in a small base of Medrash? The Chas v'Shalom, the Ribbono Shalom should send us a message. Do we have to wait till then? L'chol apochus, in the base of Medrash. Let's show Kvod Shamayim. Let's show the Ribbono Shel Olam that we taka respect him. Let's show that L'chol apochus, when I do daven, when I finally make it into the Beis HaMedrash, just be focused on the Ribbono Shel Olam for the 10, 15 minutes, that's all. Don't be mevaza here. Don't show him that it's secondary, it means nothing to me. And perhaps then we'll be zecher that the tefillahs that sometimes we daven with a full heart, the Ribbono Shel Olam will answer us and will not turn around and say, Kekelev Hashov Al Kiyoy. This guy spoke to me like a dog. Spoke to you like a dog. Why? Because he didn't hear Asim Shalom. Because, whoa. Yeah, he was mavaza me. He didn't even appreciate that he was talking to me. It was in front of the Shechina. He's standing in front of the Shechina. Gosh. Adarabba. Coming to Shavuos. We're going to walk into Shavuos. And we're going to ask by Shavuos where the Ribbono Shel Olam says, ask for Kabbalah HaTorah. Ask Havor Abba. Ask for Siyata Dishmaya. Every one of us wants, deep down, not to be the loser that he is. He wants to have a kesher with his Ribbono Shel Olam. He wants to be a Shomer Torah Mitzvahs. It's hard for him. He's not in the mood. He wants to be in the mood. He can't bring himself to it. So we ask the Ribbono Shel Olam. The Ribbono Shel Olam is only going to answer us when he sees that you respect him. You walk into a bank manager and you ask him for halvor. You need to get a mortgage for you. You're in the middle of a massive business deal. You walk in, you sit down, and you mavaza him. Is he going to write out a check? Or is he going to tell you, get out of my office? You want a job by somebody? How are you going to walk in? Are you going to be nice to him? Or are you going to tell him, you know what, give me the job, and talk to him as if you're talking to somebody on the street. You're going to walk in, you're going to be careful, you're going to weigh every word you say, smile at the right times, get up, walk out nicely. You want to make sure that you get the job. And by the way, it's like, Gornish, Kalach Hayad, he understands where I'm coming from. Suddenly you're a mime and the Ribbono Shel Olam knows what's going on. Suddenly we become miminim. I have a special relationship with him. Aye kavoidi. When we'll be makpid, a stickle, a stola and hogger of showing kavoid shemayim, is the Ribbono Shel Olam will be shemea al tefillah, and our tefillah's tackle will be answered.